Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Inga Marazi Shiyuchu, and the schus of Yosef Svi, Maris Hena Miriam, Mechotech Alatzav, Dar Avram, Maris Hena Miriam, Yotech Alatzav, and Naomi Sarah, Bas Maris Hena Miriam, Mechotech Alatzeha, Nechagetel Bas Reb Chaim Tzil, Chotech Alatzeha, and S'chus refuas yochavet feig abas michal yidus bas ya chay yochavet feig abas michal yidus bas ol shal yisrael avigal yol bas yochavet tinok bas ben ester michal b'soch b'sha'ar chol yisrael and this is based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayisa Yisrael, etc. Vayizbach Zvachim Le'elikei Oviv Yitzchok. Vayomer Lekim Yisrael, etc. Al Tira Mitzmer de Mitzrayim, Anuchi Ered Imcha, Anuchi Alcha Gamalo, Vyosef Yoshis Yodo Al Einecho. And Yisrael traveled, and he brought Korbanos to the God of his father Yitzchok. And Hashem said to Yisrael, don't be afraid going down to Egypt. I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to go back up with you. And Yosef will take care of your matters. Rashi explains, Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak, Chayev Adam, B'chvoid Aviv Yosef Mikvoid Zekeno. A person is obligated to honor his father more than he's obligated to honor his grandfather. And therefore, the Pasuk is Tola, the Karbanos. In other words, the Pasuk says that he brought Karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak to show you that the kavod of his father Yitzchak precedes the kavod of his grandfather Avraham. And therefore, the Pasuk emphasizes Yitzchak as opposed to Avram. The question is, it's not always like that, because we find the Birkas Yaakov, even though Yosef, it says, Ha'alokim asher eshalcho avasai v'fanav, Avraham v'yitzchak. So here Avram is first. So it must be that the being toile, the covered Aviv, more than covered Sabo, more than covered Zekenai, is connected to the framework, to the background of the context. You have to see it in context. So what is the, how does this relate to the context? Golas to Geula characterize the chain of events of the life of the Jewish people. We don't have this by Umas HaOlam. We don't have a mahalach of being rooted in the land, being expelled from the land, returning to the land, again being expelled from the land, and back to the land, praying for the land. We don't have that by Umas HaOlam. In the Mishnah, when the Kohen Gadol was Misvada B'Yom Kippur, he would say, Ana B'Hashem Hayanishma Koylai B'Yericho. He would say, Ana B'Hashem, and his voice was heard in Jericho, as we see in Tanit Paragimel, Mishnah Ches. So this Mishnah has a Yisod, the Mahalach Knesset Yisrael Ba'olam. In Matzah Shabbos, they were attacking in Havdalah, that we should say Havdalah, Gam B'Tfilah V'Gam B'Kos. Nesach Havdalah B'Tfilah V'Tavdel Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And we conclude, Achel Aleinu Hayamim Havaim Lekoseinu Chasuchim Mikol Chet. Separate between holiness and the sacred and the profane. And this, we should, these days should come upon us. They should be free of sin. So what is this doing in the Nisach of Avdala? I understand the Vet Avdel Ben Kodesh Lachol. What's this Achel Aleinu Hayamim Lekoseinu Chasuchim Mikol Chet? We have a bakasha for Yiras Shemayim, that's very nice, but why is it in the Nisach of Avdala? And we don't have it in the Nisach of Avdala Alakos. Wird sich doreden achidisch in Yisoid von Havdalah. Yidubar bazeh v'chidush v'yisod v'havdalah. And this yisod is the hefech me'amutzav ha'rogil v'inyan ha'havdalah. And this is the opposite of what people are used to when it comes to Havdalah. And the proof of this chidush is from the Lashon of the Gemara. Shishalu lama tiknu ba'havdalah mavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael la'amin. And not other Havdalahs like Kohen, Melevi, V'oid. And the Gemara says, three Havdalahs are enough. And the Gemara says, there are really four Havdalahs. Because we also have Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh. Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Or L'Choshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh, it's four. And it's the Gemara, Shehavdalah Zu Lo Nichla L'Bichdei Shetheka Me'im Chesima. This last Havdalah, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh, was only decreed because it's so it should be me'ena chasima. It should be like the conclusion. So, but it's not really necessary otherwise. So we see from the Gemara the opposite of what we would normally think. We normally think the Iker of Havdalah is Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh, but the Gemara's mashma, no. The Iker is Kol Shechol Ben Oshechom Yisrael Amin. And Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh is just to be me'ena chasima. Baruch Atah Hashem Avdi Me'en Kodesh L'Chol. We can't change the soul of Abdel when it's Shabbos, because Shikrata Machshava Mitzvah. So Abdel is not like we thought. We would think the Iker is Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Shishit Me'amaseh, and the Gemara says it's not. So what is the union of Abdel? Sharish HaDvorim, B'Yisod Shal Ramban, V'od Mefarshim, that after Machatz Makosri Shal Oilam Kora Shinui, before the sin, Haya Rav Michutz, Kakelav HaMenabeach, before the sin, the Ra was on the outside, like a barking dog. אבל הטוב היה בתוכו. הרי לאחר החטא, חדרה הרעה לתוך האדם, עץ הדעת. דעת מלשון חיבור טוב ורע. ומזה נשתלשל שאף על הצדיק היותר גדול נאמר, אין צדיק בארץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. So before the sin, the rat was outside like a barking dog, and the good was inside. After the sin, the bad went inside. And that's the Eitz HaDas. Das is Chibur. It's Mechaber Ben Tov L'Ra. Now we have a Chibur of Tov and Ra inside of us. And that's why even Tzadikim sin, Pasuk says. And even the Rasha about him, it says, Alachim Aleph Yudal Yudgimel, Yan Nintza Boi Dovel Tov. So there's such a mixture of Tov and Ra, of good and evil, Shishneim Nitchavru Ba'yikum, Ve'ein Tzadik B'lo Chet, Ve'ein Rasha B'lo Tov. And it's not only different people, it's every person. And it's every person in all of his ma'isim. There's kavanas l'tov and kavanah l'ra. Im yesh olav malach melitz evchad mini elef, one ma'isa, there could be 999 parts bad, one part good. And how did this shinui come as a, this change come as an outcome, the ma'isa achet? Yesh kol ha'shinuyim eil einam el pri ha'tarovet shel chayim u'mavet, b'toch gufo shel adam. ביקום יש דרגת בעל חי, אצלנו לא מרחיות, וישנה דרגת דומם, ואדם קודם החטא, היה רק חיות בלי שום כוח אחר ניכר בו. ואחר כך הוכר בתוך אדם אף הדומם, עפר אתה ואל עפר תשוב. All these changes are because of the mixture of life and death in man's body. In the universe, there's a דרגה בבעל חי, בעל חי is חיוס. And then there's domain, there's inanimate. Man before the sin, there was only chiyus. There was no inanimate. But afterwards, there's also inanimate. Afarata vel afar teshuv. So the inanimate is now apparent in man. That he comes from the dust and he's returning to the dust. So from here on in, man is a mizug, he's an eruv, he's a mixture of chiyus of vitality and of daimen and of inanimates. Bena perush nigzara alav mita she'achar shechai sofo lamut. Not only pshat that he's going to die later, but even in his chiyus, he also has this death in him. V'nekveit rechem shenolad min olshom kever. Already from the time he's born, there's already misa. The Gemara calls a woman's womb a kever. we're already coming from misa. Eitz hadas toiv haraz tarovis b'masa achet. Chiyus v'doimen is tarovis sh'adiyah oynesh. Eitz hadas is the maisa achet, is good and bad. That's now mixed in. And now we have life and death in us. That's the punishment. וכך לא רק בעצם גזירת המיטה נמצא תרובת זו, אלא אף בכל הכללות האחרות שנאמרו, וזה התפך לתוכל לכם. עוד זהה. זה אז פסוילס, היוצץ מהאודם. So there has to be psoilus. There can't just be life. There has to be some wastage. That's a word. Kots v'dardar tatzmiach lach. Yes, you're going to grow grain, you're going to grow wheat, but there's also going to be thorns and thistles. There are also going to be thorns and thistles. So that's always, there's always going to be life and death mixed together. And here we go, we come to the Yichud Matrata, Mahuta, the Tafkida shel Knesset Yisrael. Haynu lachzir et ha'olam lematzav hakodem le'oto ma'aseh sheperusho לבטל אותו כוח התערובות שהוכנס לעולם ולאדם. וביטול כוח התערובות נקרא בשם הבדלה. מחץ מכתו של עולם היא תערובת הרע. תיקון מחץ זה הוא הבדלה. וכל מציאותה של הבדלה היא פעולה זו. So here we get to the essence, to the purpose, the goal of Knesset Yisrael, and that's to bring the world back to that original state before the sin, to nullify that mixture that entered man in the world. And this nullification of the Taroves is called Havdalah. The Machatz Makasa Shalolam, that wound of the world, is this mixture, this of Ra, and this Ra brings death. We fix it with Havdalah. We separating between the good and the bad, the Tov and the Ra. So Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos is not we have to do a mais of Havdalah, lo v'lo. Not Pshat. You have Shabbos, you have to do something to be Mavdil from Shabbos. Havdalah has its own independent purpose. It's not just B'derech Memela, it's not just an outcome. The Shabbos, you have to separate. Havdalah has its own essence, its own independent reality, its own independent function. And it's to separating from Ra and Tov, which separates between, which allows us to live, right? We have all have death within us. So when we're alive, we're actually going to be alive. And we want to separate death from us completely, even. At any point, we should never die. ובאמת, אין מקום לסדר הבדלה משבת לחוב, כשעברה שבת עברה. Let's try with Havdalah. When you make Kiddush, you want to be Mamshich Kiddusha, like your Makdish Achefetz. Shabbos is holy, but you want to add on Kiddusha. But comes Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos is gone. So what do you need to do now? It's over. So עניין הבדלה הוא על פי היסוד שיציאת צדיק עושה רושם. Like we have this yisoid that when a tzaddik leaves town, it makes a roshem. אין קדושה עוברת בלי שתישאר בעקבותי רשמים. יציאת צדיק עושה רושם. When the tzaddik leaves, there's a roshim. Tuma doesn't necessarily leave a roshim. Kedusha, even when it's gone, it still leaves a mark. not only Pshat when a tzaddik leaves the city, so it's over. No, Pshat is Oisei Roshan. But there's still a Roshan left. I think the Sfasem says the same word. There's still a mark left from the tzaddik's, when the tzaddik was in the city. So here we get to the Chiddush, Shebi Yisod Havdalah B'Motzei Shabbat. Havdalah is Mechuvim Klape Otam Kochot HaKdusha Nisharim L'Achar Avor HaShabbat Atzma Klape Mechuvim L'Avdilam Mitoch HaTarovet Imchot. Havdalah is designated, relates to those Kochos of Kedusha that remain after Shabbos, after Shabbos passes. And we want to separate them from a mixture of chol. Not Havdalah from Shabbos, but from the mikochot ha-nisharim imena, from the kochos that remain. Havdalah inyanayu la-hamid et kochot ha-kedushai l-lachut b'nifrad mikochot. We want to take the kedusha that remains from Shabbos and separate it from what's not holy. And that's what we see in the Gemara. And that's the ikar of Havdalah. And not Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Me'amaseh. That's Memela. But we want to separate, even after Shabbos leaves, it's still a Roshan from Shabbos. So Memela, we want to separate the good from the bad. That it should only be positive and not negative. V'chol ma'aseh Havdalah she'Knesset Yisrael osah, yesh bo mishum tzad shel chazara achoranit. Every mice of Havdalah that the Jewish people are doing is taking a step backwards towards the period before we had this big makkah. We were smitten with death and the punishment of the Eitz Hadas. Lefnei hachasat achnasat tofat ha-tarovot la'olamo shel adam. Before the phenomenon of putting this mixture into man's world. And any step like this acts towards uprooting that machatz, that being smitten, that wound. What's Yiras Shamayim doing at the end of the Nusach of Havdalah and Tefillah? The Nusach comes with a special Nusach, different than other Bakashas of Yiras Shemayim. Like Yachel Levavenu. It says, Menukim mikol avon. Stomeret, muvdal umufrad min ha'avon. Lo rak bakasha le'i'avon, ela bakasha le'havdala me'avon. Le'bitul ha'tarovet. We're not just saying, oh, our heart should be focused on you, God. That's also great. But here we're talking about being clean from sin. Others want to be separate from sin. There should no more longer be a tarovis of tov and ra. And this is the bakasha, which is fitting for Havdalah. Psachim kufkim on the base, Rebbe just made the bracha of Ben Kodesh Lechol. V'zeh sagi. This is amazing. In Havdalah, which is about separating between Ra and Tov, of course we have a Bakasha, Menukimi Kolavon, that our Tov should be completely Tov, there should be no Ra mixed in, free from sin. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we find two psukim. Brit Ben Aptarim, Hanisa Lukim Lavo Lakachat Lo Goy Mikerev Goy. Rishona Medubar Al Gzerat HaShiabud VaYishua Imen. V'Achrechen Yetzu Berchush Gadol. We have one set of psukim
that says the Bris Ben Absarim, and then we have, has there ever been a case where Hashem took one nation from amidst another nation? First, we talk about in the first set of psukim, we talk about the gzera of the shibud, of the servitude, and the salvation. We're going to go with great wealth, and the second pasuk,
We don't find anything about the Shibud in Mitzrayim or terms of Yeshua. The whole thing is said, ask about in the old days, has it ever happened that God took one nation from another nation? We don't talk about how much we suffered and the great salvation, because it could be goy mikarev goy without an inuin shivud. And the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about the fact that there's no mention of the kaparas avonos from the yisurim of shivud Mitzrayim. So we're not forgetting or denying that we suffered. Ubevadai sheshnei ktuvim mashlimim zed ze. Zerat ger yeh zaracha. It's part of the content of goy mikarev goy. Sof sof, the Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim is menusach v'lashon hotza shel goy mikerev goy. V'nechinami, it's connected, ger yeh zaracha and goy mikerev goy. But why in Dvarim do we find that the formulation is that we are a nation from another nation? Chazal dashin kram l'shem kirbayim, we were like absorbed, like a fetus in the mother's womb. And the Yitzis of Mitzrayim was a maisa hotza miyerech ha'em. אז מה פירושה של מהות זאת? שבני ישראל היו נבלעים ומעורבים לגמרי במצרים. שאין לך מציאות של תערובות כזו, של עובר ירח אמו, אוכל מה שאמו אוכלת, ושותה מה שאמו שותה, בני ישראל היו מצרים בקרבה ממש, רוצה ממנו הייתה אם כן מעשה של הבדלה מתוך תערובת. So this is like שפיץ תערובת. Right, the highest level of mixture. You have a fetus in a mother's womb. Goy mikarev goy, we're mamish absorbed into Mitzrayim. So taking us out was a mice of havdalah mitoch tarovis. And that's the secret of the Metzius of Knesset Yisrael. Zo metziut achoteret lekrat havdalah. It's a Metzius that strives to separate. In the bitul ha'taroves shenigrama b'gzerat machatz makato shel olam, we want to separate. We want to separate ra from tov, and death from life. Our life is filled with death. Even our chiyus has death in it. Afar atav el afar teshuv, even when we're alive, as we said before. Therefore, in fitting with the metzius of Knesset Yisrael, we were born on the heels of an act of Havdalah. And it was the purpose of Knesset Yisrael is to be mavdil between life and death, good and bad, tov v'ra. And therefore, when we were born, so we were also born with an act of Havdalah, of being separated from the mother's womb, goy mikarev goy. The Havdalah from Shpitz Tarov is the highest level of Tarov, is the zenith. Of mixture. So that's the greatest level of Havdalah. There's no tarovis of Ku'uber Mimeima. And there's really never been a nation that was so absorbed in another nation as we were in Mitzrayim. In Shum Tziyur Ba'olam Shel Bliat Am B'toch Am Acher Dugmat Kirbayim. Ve'atchalatai Ve'atayim L'mahuta. Mitoch Ma'aseh Shel Grand Havdalah. Where do we have this, that one nation was absorbed by another nation, like we're the innards of that nation, and then we were taken out? Because that's our essence. That our job is to separate, so we had to be completely mixed together, and then we were separated. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to separate between good and evil, holy and profane, and life and death. So we had this grand Havdalah, a revolution. One nation from the Kirbayim, from the innards of another nation. Not lavo lahoshia mitoch tzara. It's not talking about the fact that we were saved from the tzara. The fact that we were separated, because the job of Knesset Yisrael is to separate. Again, no mention of sin for which Yisurim came. The emphasis here is on the need for separation. In Kain Yitziat Mitzrayim nehava si shel havdala, v'lachen boletu biyoter. שמיד עם היציאה ממצרים נאמר, וגם ערב רב עלה איתם. עוד פעם תערובת. It says that So Yetzias Mitzrayim is the highest level of Havdalah, and therefore there is a emphasis here that immediately with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says that the Erev Rav went out with them. Another time with Harovis, Ela Shebevdel Shevot Shebemitzrayim, we were Nivla B'Serch Guf Acher, V'Lukana Tarovit He Al Haguf Shel Bnei Yisrael. We were originally mixed in with others. Now we have the Erev Rav mixed in with us. Aval Mikom Akom B'Toch Maaseh Shel Shpitz Havdalah, we have the highest level of Havdalah, Tziz V'Gam Erev Rav Alaytam. So we have the Erev Rav, even though we were separated, the Erev Rav is still coming with us. Chmano Litzlan, that's the opposite of the whole process. You know, just parenthetically, the Rosh Hashiva was such a Mishunadik Agon. This Torah is so profound and so beautiful. I wish I was able to convey it in a more articulate fashion, but unlimited, but the Rosh Hashiva was something so special. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, Kol Arvim Shana Bamidbar, the Erev Rav went with us, and their pe'ula was always to be Makalkel Lamaisav Havdalah Yitzis Mitzrayim. And they were the ones who were the protagonists of the Cheda Egel, and they were with us at Shavuot HaYarden, Sham Nifsak Erev Rav. And then we have a new Tarovis, as the Rosh Hashiva was spoken about elsewhere. Vayitarvu B'goyim V'yilmedu Mimaaseihem, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim 106:35. We mixed in with the Goyim, and we learned from their deeds. Shuv pam bliya b'toch guf zar. We are absorbed in a foreign body. We go, now we learn from the Goyim. You can't compare that to what happened in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is cheres oil. We're never going to be absorbed like we were there. But when they come to Eretz Yisrael, b'cholzot, we have a new tarovitz. And we shouldn't understand that the Yikra Chomer of Eisaru, B'goyim, Yom Mimaseim, and Mitzat Shehushpi Maaseim Shal Goya Aretz, like an evil friend, like a bad friend influences us. That's also true. But the Yikra Shpitz, the Yikra Chod, is the Etzem HaMetziut Shal Vayit Arvu, V'alimud Mimaseihem Urak Totza'a. The Yikra is that we got mixed in. The fact that we learn from their ma'asim is something else. But the fact that we got mixed in, the limud is just a symptom of that situation. So if so, the pgamim, the blemishes of that Havdalah Mitzis Mitzrayim were had two mahalchim. Yes, we were separated from Mitzrayim, but we have the Erev Rav that came with us, and then we have coming into Eretz Yisrael, mixing in, v'yis'arvu b'goyim, mixing in with the goyim, v'yilmdu ma'aseihem, and learning from their deeds. Now, the kapara of Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha v'kapara, Mechil v'chol adoros, Nitkan al cheda ega. Maaseh shenigram ha'idea ta'arovet, like it says, ki shichet amcha, amcha v'lo ami, it's the Erev Rav, shmos lamed bei zayin. U'mimenu nishtal shalu l'shar chata'im, k'shem she'en lecha puranut she'en bo mipuranut ha'ega, kach gam b'chet. V'tikun al chet zeh, v'ikar ha'slicha shel Yom Kippur, hu al ta'arovot. ומחזירים ההבדלה, וזה ונסלח לכל הדת בני ישראל. וכוחו של ערב רב הוא עד יריחו. תחנה ראשונה לאחר שעברו את הירדן. So the kapar of Yom Kippur, which is Yom Slich ומחיר לכל הדורס, was because of the Chet HaEgel, that was caused by the Tarovitz, by the Erev Rav. And for now we came to other Chattayim, because every Puranas, every tragedy, every Tzara, every Chet has a shtickle from the Chet, from the Puranas of the Egel, as we see in Sanhedrin 102b. So all the Puranas is from the Egel, all the Chet from the Egel. V'tikun al Chet zeh v'ikar ha'slicha, so the tikkun of this Chet, the Ikar Slicha of Yom Kippur, is on mixtures. And we have to bring the Havdalah back. That's what it means of Nisach l'chol Adas b'nei Yisrael. You should forgive us and separate us from the Ra. The koach of the Erev Rav is until Yericho. That's the first stop after we went past over the Yarden. And that's the parish Beloshan HaMishnah. Shit Sa'akata Kohen HaGadol B'vidush HaYom Kippur Nishma Ad Yericho. That his Tsa'aka were Tsa'akos Al HaTa'arovot Al HaShoresh Ba'Egel Val HaEstahafut HaMenu. That's the parish Beloshana Mishnah, that the Tzaaka of the Kohen Gadol in the Vidui of Yom Kippur was heard until Yericho, as we said at the beginning of the Shir. That his Tzaaka was that Tzaaka was on Tarovis, and the Shorish and the Egel, and what branched off from that. But after the Erev Rav, there's a new category of Tarovas, a Yisarvu Bagoyim. Zeu v'nishma kolo b'yericho. Ad Yericho, his voice was heard till Yericho. And his tzaaka, his kapara, included not only the tarovus of the Erev Rav, but also the Ve'yisarvu in Eretz Yisrael that started in Yericho became the Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Ana Hashem of the Kohen Gadol reaches Biz Yericho. Ana Bashem, we saw in the Mishnah Tamid Parakim and Mishnah Chet. Ve'oto ma'aseh otzah mi'mitzrayim, shel otzat goy mikerav goy, ha'morer pele shel sha'al na liyamim rishonim, holech v'nimshach b'hit'orut pele shel har Sinai. That mice of otzah mi'mitzrayim, of otzah's goy mikerav goy, that arouses the wonder of sha'al na liyam rishonim, ask the earlier days that we were taken out one nation from another, continues with the wonder of Har Sinai. Hashema kol Elokim edaber mitoch ha'ish kasher shemat atav ha'yechi. In other words, it's a direct hemshech. Havdala shel goy mikerav goy nishna bepaskal zo ha'matan ba'Har Sinai. So it started with the goy mikerav goy. First it said, ha'nisa Elokim lavoy mikachav lo goy mikerav goy. That's Dvarim Dalid, Lamed Dalid. And Dvarim Dalid, Lamed Gimel, it says, Hashema Am Elokim, Medaber Mitoch HaEsh Kasher Shemata Be. Has a nation heard the voice of God speaking from the fire like you heard and lived? So it's a Hemshech. First God took us out going to care of God. And then Pascha Zohar Masam, our impurity end, and we got the Har Sinai. So Pascha Zohar Masam is the taking out of the mixture of the Ra. That's what the Gemara talks about in Masechet Shabbos, 146a. That Pascha Zohar Masam, that the Zohama of Klal Yisrael stopped, we became pure when we left. When we received the Torah, we became pure from the impurity that was in man from the Chet of Adam Arishon. So there's still Zohama, but it's no longer mixed in with the goof of Knesset Yisrael, of the mystical Jewish soul. That's the Mahalach of Knesset Yisrael, from Goy Mikerav Goy, until, as it says in Dvarim 32:39, Machatzti Va'ani Erpa. I have smitten you, but I will heal you. It starts with Goy Mikerav Goy, and ultimately there's going to be a refuah, and all of mankind will be healed. V'shomim heidei ha'inyan v'pasuk harishon, and we hear echoes of this in the first pasuk that was said to Jacob about the Yerida l'Mitzrayim v'alamimena. Halo Yeridat Yaakov l'Mitzrayim y'atchalat ha'alich yitzirat ha'tarovet b'Mitzrayim. Hatchalat ha'knisa l'matzav shel goy mikerav goy. U'b'dal kach yitzterech l'imra miyuchedet shel al tira l'krat ota alicha. ובתוך העידוד וההבטחה של הערכה גם עלו. מתוך ירידה זאת למצרים נאמר לו גם כן, ויאסף ישית ידו על עיניך. ומה העניינה של אמרה זו כמפתח בתוך דברי חיזוק ליעקב באותה שעה? וכל פחדו של הוא שיוסף לא ישים ידו על עניינה, עיניו, אלא שנבון דבר יבין שבשעת הירידה והכניסה לתערובות, מבטיחו על ההבדלה שעתידה לצאת משם, ודווקא אז מבשרו על יוסף, שיוסף ישמור עליו. We find echoes of this in the first pasuk Seti Yaakov, about the Yerida la Mitzrayim and being taken out from Mitzrayim. And Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim. It's the beginning of the process of creating a separation in Mitzrayim. We're going to be a Goy Mikerev Goy, and that's the mixture, right? It starts the mixture of being mixed in, which ultimately we're going to be taken out from. And therefore, he says, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Al Cha Gamalo. In other words, that's the highest level of Havdalah that we're going to come out. I'm going to go out with you. I'm going to take you out, and there's going to be a Havdalah. You're going to be separate from the Egyptians. So you have nothing to worry about. There's going to be a mixture, and there's going to be a separation. And Yosef is going to take care of you. So what's this Yosef? That's what he's worried about? Yosef won't take care of him? No. What's Yosef? As Rosh Hashiva speaks about in Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Memtes, that Yosef, his inyan, is Shmira Havdalah Min Ha'anim. He separates from the Goyim. We find Beis Potifar, right? He didn't succumb. So Menel Yosef's avodah is to separate us from the Goyim. That's why Hashem says, no, don't worry about it. Yosef's going to take care of you. Yosef's going to make sure there's going to be a true Havdalah. Finally, Shemachtichim lo kan, Ma'alat Si Havdalah is going to be the ultimate Havdalah. Because Yosef's going to take care of you, and you're going to go out, and you're going to be completely separate from the Mitzrayim. Now we understand why at that time Yaakov brought a korban to the God of his father Yitzchak. ואז נאמר לו הדיבור אנוכי אלוקי אביך. What's the idea of Havdalah? Havdalah comes from din, mid of din, right? Sarah, Imenu, her mid was mid of Sadin. And what did Sarah do? She separated between Yitzchak and Yishmael. That's what din does. Din separates. It distinguishes. And therefore, now that the lights of Havdalah have been shown to Yaakov, what does he do? He brings a korban in the name of his father, Midas Hadin, Pachad Yitzchak. That's why it says here, we asked at the beginning of the shiur, why Maidafka Aviv Yitzchak? We have other cases where he mentions Avram, Elokim Asher Asuchah, V'Selavon of Avram Yitzchak. But here B'Daika, this is the time when the lights of Havdalah are shining. So the male has to be Yitzchak, Yitzchak's Midas Din, Din is separation. And Hashem says to Taka, Al Tira Mer Demitzrayim, Chir Mecha Mechir, Al Chagam Alov, Yes Yudol Hinecha. In other words, there's going to be a separation. I'm going to take you out. Yosef's going to be involved. He's going to take care of you. Yosef's meet the separation, separating from the Goyim. Ba'al Osham U'Diburei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elav, Eino Kli B'Cheshbon Shel Kavod Aviv Levad. Right, Hashem says to him, I am the God of your father. So, since I'm the God of your father, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a cheshbon of kavod for kibbutz, right? So the reason he says your father is because there he's appearing b'midas avicha. In other words, this is the time to talk about the mit of Yitzchak, Havdalah midas adin. And therefore you can't ask about the pasuk in Vayechi that he's makdim Avram to Yitzchak. Because Dafka Bekan, here, is an Inyan Lahavlit to emphasize the name of Yitzchak, Karban Lavokei Aviv Yitzchak. Now, Ral writes, Talav Akavad Aviv, Ki Hamida Shemiskarev Miskasher Bo Yisparach. It's the midah that he connects to Hashem. This midah of Havdalah.
Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, he says that we learn from Yitzchak this opinion of Kibud Av, because Yitzchak's Mida, we know it's the Mida of Yira. Yira, the Maharal says, is you know that you're an Olul from an Ila. You know that you come from a source. You're completely aware of that source. That's the Yira. And makes sense that we should learn Kibud Av from Yitzchak, because that's really what Kibud Av is. Kibud Av is knowing what your source is. And Yitzchak was the Ershta Gebayriner. Yitzchak was the first person born a Jew. And Avram converted. But Yitzchak was born to Avram and Sarah. Therefore, from him, Dafka, we learn the union of Kibud Av. And also from here, Dafka, the Kibud Av mentions his father, because we're talking about Midas HaDin. So that's the Midah of his father, of Din. And here we're talking about Din of separation. And if you are sensitive to the Lashon of Chazal, you will dance on the roof when you think about the Lashon of the Sifri that we bring in the Haggadah. Shehayu b'nei Yisrael mitzuyanim sham. Mitzuyanim means we were outstanding, we were different, we were separate. So this isn't a Milat Stadis, Eloheime Madvarim. This was a gather of Havdalah within the Havlah and Mitzrayim. Even though we were mixed into Mitzrayim, we were still separate within that mixture. V'hadvarim smechem k'nisinasa mehar Sinai. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much for listening. It was an incredible pleasure to share this, and it's a shame we should be zoche l'chazor v'lishnos perek zeh v'lahamik od yoter v'od yoter. And grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the opportunity to learn this. Not to chas v'shalom forget where it all comes from. So, sof tovah, hakol nishma, et elokim yira, et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.